The city of St. Petersburg has agreed to annex part of Tierra Verde, despite opposition from many residents who live nearby. The change in the property's jurisdiction from unincorporated Pinellas County may allow developers to build eight-story condominiums. Before the city council's vote, St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker said that he favored annexation of the two properties totaling 18 acres plus 10 acres of underwater state land.
I am recommending support of this annexation, and I'll give you my reasons why. First, it's been the long-range policy of our city to seek annexation of properties that are contiguous to our borders, especially in the case when there are voluntary annexations and people come to us seeking annexation, which is the case here. The rationale for it is first, it obviously increases the tax base of the city, which when you increase the tax base of the city, then it spreads the tax burden and it allows you to not have to charge as much taxes to your residents.
David Goodwin is St. Petersburg's Economic Development Director. He said that the amount of revenue the city would receive from taxes on the properties would depend on whether they stay the same or get redeveloped under the city's more favorable regulations.
The estimated annual ad valorem revenues are $169,306. And the annual not ad valorem revenues, utility taxes, franchise fees, approximately $30,612, but just a little bit under $200,000 in total annual revenue based on what is built out there today. City tax receipts could increase to as much as $800,000 to $1 million if the property is redeveloped under the proposed rezoning.
The two properties are west of the Pinellas Bayway South. One is north of Madonna Boulevard, the other is south of it. The largest building is a five-story boat storage facility. Buildings as tall as 15 stories could be constructed there under St. Petersburg's rules, but the two development groups have agreed to limit construction to eight stories, provided the annexation is not appealed, Goodwin said.
If it is appealed, the zoning allows, as a base height, 48 feet. There is a provision for a bonus height up to 150 feet, provided that additional setbacks are provided for the taller building. And those two properties are both large enough that they could meet the setback requirements of the city's code to build up to that 15-story, 150-foot height.
City Council Member Bill Dudley, who is one of the five who voted for annexation, criticized the type of development that occurred on these properties while they were under the jurisdiction of Pinellas.
I think that the Pinellas County government has failed the residents of Tierra Verde miserably by allowing that stuff that's there now. It should have never been. And I will tell you that we will take better care of you.
In order to annex the rest of Tierra Verde, the question would have to go to a referendum so that residents can vote on the matter. That's eventually the city's plan, Goodwin said, though no timetable is in place.
Our comprehensive plan has in it a policy and objectives that include annexation-related issues. And they do include an objective to ultimately annex the Tierra Verde and Feather Sound areas. So it is in the official plan of the city to do that. At what point that would happen, that's really largely up to the citizens of Tierra Verde. Really the only way to annex beyond this point, unless there were some changes to state law, would be through a referendum. So if at some point in the future it were advantageous to the citizens of Tierra Verde and the city to go forward, then you might see that happen.
Matt Gasper, treasurer of the Tierra Verde Neighborhood Association, would not say what his group's next step would be when reacting to the city council's decision to annex.
It's not in the best interest of the neighborhood. I have a challenge that the high and dry is 50 feet high, and it's single-family homes, and eight-story buildings don't go along with single-story homes.
Dudley?
Yes.
Jeff Danner made the motion to approve the ordinance moments before he was one of only two members of City Council to vote against it. The other was Herb Polson. Jim Kennedy was absent.
No.
Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.
Motion passes.